T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And good morning. Welcome to our broadcast. What in the world are you stirring up over there, Jimmy?
I forgot to pot down the show open so you could talk.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, I figured you would catch on after a little while.
Thank you.
Hope everyone is doing well. And we have a lot to delve into on the broadcast today, beginning with this. How many years have we been told this scary story about what's happening to our ozone hole? Now, you guys, tell me what your understanding is. John, what's your understanding of this ozone hole?
Maybe 30 or 40 years. First we heard that all the spray cans that we use to spray deodorant and hairspray was making a big fat hole up there. And then I heard later that it was repairing itself. And, you know, now what's going on? I can't figure out what's happening.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. This was supposedly getting bigger and bigger,
yeah.
And this was threatening life on the planet, right?
Yeah.
And Charles, you have something to add?
I thought we fixed it. We changed the coolant.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That'll solve the problem. Oh, my goodness. Well, get a load of this. Breitbart has this story. Now, do you anticipate this is going to be the lead story on ABC's World News Tonight with David Muir? Or the NBC Nightly News with Nora O'Donnell? I'm sorry, she's on CBS. And the NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. Did I do that well?
That was good.
Thank you.
Your Lester was really impressive there.
Well, thank you. You think this is going to be the lead story? The hole in the ozone, smallest since discovery in 1982.
Oh, no. That's definitely going in the third or fourth block. Yeah. Sorry.
It'll be in the newspaper behind the obituaries. The hole in the ozone has reached its smallest size since scientists discovered it in 1982. You know the reason behind this? Unusual weather patterns in the upper atmosphere above Antarctica. The hole fluctuates every year and is usually largest during the coldest months in the southern hemisphere between late September and early October. The latest observations from space show the hole reached its annual peak of 6.3 million square miles and then diminished to less than 3.9 million square miles during late September and early October. This is a record low for a hole that typically grows to a maximum area of 8 million square miles. How did this happen? Now, do you think there was a diminished use of aerosol cans, fossil fuels? Do you think that's what's going on? Yes. Yeah.
That R-134 from it. R-12.
That solved the problem, huh?
You there?
Woo. Okay.
By golly.
Researchers say this year's small size was due to a warming event in the stratosphere, which disturbed the ozone thinning process. Do you think they knew this was going to happen? Of course not. See, this is one of the big problems I have with this so-called science behind climate change. That there is this sense of certainty that I don't think they can really have. There are so many variables, don't you think? With something like this, like ozone, with climate patterns, I just don't think that these things are predictable at all. And frankly, I don't think they have anything to do, little if anything to do, with human activity. Chief Scientist for Earth Sciences at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, Paul Newman, said it's great news for ozone in the southern atmosphere, but it's important to recognize that what we're seeing this year is due to warmer stratospheric temperatures is not a sign that atmospheric ozone is suddenly on a fast track to recovery. Of course they can't say that. Because then we would no longer be fearful. This is the third time in 40 years in which warming halted ozone depletion. Let me think about this a second. So if we figure out a way to make it warmer, can we solve this problem altogether?
Vince, are you trying to put scientists out of work?
God forbid that I do such a thing. This is the third time in 40 years in which warming halted ozone depletion. As similar weather patterns led to unusually small ozone holes between 1988 and 2002. Susan Strahan, atmospheric scientist. It's a rare event. We're trying to understand. Translation, we don't know what the hell we're talking about. And I'm not, please understand, I'm not trying to demean these folks. What I'm trying to tell you is, the certainty with which these people very often communicate is overblown. They don't know as much as they think they know. I love that phrase. I love this phrase. A rare event we're still trying to understand.
Wow.
You notice that? That's important. If the warming had not happened, we'd likely be looking at a much more typical ozone hole. Now here's the clincher. Researchers added these scientific events are not linked to climate change. The weather systems that disrupted the 2019 ozone hole, known as sudden stratospheric warming events, were 29 degrees higher than average. NASA said this weather event also helped to weaken the Antarctic polar vortex, a high speed of air which circles around the South Pole. What's the main takeaway here? Throw out every bit of hysteria that you've ever heard about the ozone hole. Throw it out. And focus on these very important words. Very important words. A rare event we're still trying to understand. Just keep that in mind. They don't know. They're not as certain. And I have a feeling a year from now, 5 years from now, 7 years from now, we're going to have the same comments about global warming. Oh, we're still trying to understand this. After all of these dire predictions that we've heard that are scaring the daylights out of our kids. Let us take a quick call here. Let's go to Keith in Rock Hill. Got about 30 seconds here, Keith.
Good morning, Vince. My daddy, Lord bless his soul, he used to say all the time, science has a way of reverting itself about every 20 years. And he was convinced that the hole in ozone was something naturally put there by God to let whatever God felt like needed to get out of our atmosphere because nobody lived in that part of the world anyway. And he just always, he went to his grave believing that. He said he thought the ozone hole strictly just let trash or whatever out of our atmosphere to keep us going. Because, like he said, scientists didn't know what they were talking about except once every 20 years.
All right. Keith, that's pretty interesting. Very interesting. We'll take more of your calls on this. And also coming up, we'll talk about the fortunes of Chick-fil-A. Very good locally, not so well internationally. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the broadcast, talking about the latest information about what's happening with the ozone hole shrinking because of warming. Let's go out to Gastonia. Steve on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, let me pose a few questions for you. Everyone knows that about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years ago, the South Pole was a jungle. They've got fossils. So something changed to make the South and North Pole polar. 25,000, 30,000 years ago, this planet was just about covered in ice. So what happened to all the ice? The woolly mammoth, the saber-tooth tiger. They don't know. They can't tell you. So is it possible that our planet changes over its life? You know, so we're 93 million miles from the sun. Are we always 93 million miles? Or are we a little further out, make it a little cooler, a little further in to make it warmer? They don't know. The next question. Have we always, and I don't know what the tilt of the Earth is, 22.5 degrees, 23.5 degrees, it's something. Is it possible that earthquakes, major volcanic eruptions, knocked the Earth off its axis half degree? The Japanese earthquake 5, 6, 7 years ago, the news reported that it was knocked off its axis. So did that tilt also cause it to heat up or cool down over time? What are your thoughts?
I think you raise a valid point here, and this is something that I've certainly come to believe, that the Earth has gone through all kinds of massive changes, and and these didn't have anything to do at all with human activity. And it's just bizarre that now we somehow believe that we are so important that we are able to change climate. I just think that's absolutely crazy. But I think what you have described is quite plausible. Very much appreciate your call. Over on the text line, Vince, is the hole that Earth's, is that the Earth's natural breathing hole? That would be an interesting way to look at it. Also this, I'm surprised they aren't linking that success to global warming by claiming that we make other lifestyle changes that we can save the Earth, like with the ozone hole. Yeah, fat chance. Another person suggesting the ozone hole was reduced, obviously, by Trump. Oh, that's what it is. I've got it now. Barack Obama caused the sea levels to come down, and now Donald Trump is the one who has dealt with the ozone layer. Oh, my goodness. We're saved, ladies and gentlemen. We're saved. Also here in the text line, my favorite, they will never learn that God is in total control of the world, heavens and weather. Amen. That's the most important thing to understand here. Dave out of Greenville, possible correlation with shrinking ozone hole and great Republican presidents. Yeah, think about it. 1982, who did you have in office? Ronald Reagan. 2019, Donald Trump. There you go. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about Chick-fil-A. You may know already that the Hornets have worked out a sponsorship deal that will add Chick-fil-A as a food option at games next season. Chick-fil-A. becoming the team's chicken restaurant of choice, replacing Bojangles, one of the franchise's longest-running sponsors. This is for multiple years, worth more than $200,000 annually. Team executives said Chick-fil-A will begin serving chicken sandwiches and chicken nuggets at Spectrum Center next season. The first home game, October 23rd, against Chicago. Someone raised the question here. What about Sunday games? Ooh, I didn't think about that one. The Hornets president said Chick-fil-A wants to make sure its arena vending setup meets the company's usual franchisee standards, leading to the delay into next season. They've got to make sure they get this right. In the meantime, Chick-fil-A will use the Hornets sponsorship for several promotions during the upcoming season, including a family pack ticket offer, social media campaigns, and more. This is kind of cool, don't you think? Chick-fil-A. Things not going so well in the United Kingdom. Did you hear about this? This just blows my mind. October 10th, Chick-fil-A opened in the Oracle Shopping Center in Reading, a town of more than 218,000 people in southern England. The restaurant was almost immediately protested by Reading Pride. There's a shocker. An LGBTQ advocacy organization. The chain's ethos and moral stance goes completely against our values and that of the UK, as we are a progressive country that has legalized same-sex marriage for some years and continues to strive towards equality. Goodness. Can't you just eat chicken sandwiches and enjoy it and shut the hell up? No, these people, and this is why I call these people the Gaystapo. See, you can't even take a libertarian approach and say live and let live. No. The people who are against what we're doing, they need to be destroyed and run out of business. You know, isn't it amazing? These are the people who are constantly accusing you of being haters. I ask you, who is doing the hating here? Who's doing it? Chick-fil-A criticized for its anti-LGBT attitude since the CEO, Dan Cathy, talked to two news outlets about his opposition to same-sex marriage back in 2012. "We're very much supportive of the family," he said. "The biblical definition of the family unit," he told the Biblical Recorder. "We want to do anything we possibly can to strengthen families. We're very much committed to that. We know this might not be popular with everyone, but thank the Lord we live in a country where we can share our values and operate on biblical principles." According to Think Progress, 2017, the Chick-fil-A Foundation gave more than $1.6 million to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, $6,000 to the Paul Anderson Youth Home, $150,000 to the Salvation Army, all three of which have been accused of discrimination against the LGBTQ community. Chick-fil-A said 2017 will be the last year it donated to the Paul Anderson Youth Home, which has historically taught young men that it's wrong to be gay, but it's still supporting the other two. Anyway, point being, disagreement, difference of opinion. So as a result, we're going to shut them down. So they're closing in 6 months. Just because of this issue. Their loss. Go eat crap. So we talked about fortunes for Chick-fil-A. Very good locally. Not so good across the pond, where the first store is closing in 6 months. 6 months. You know, I want to encourage you, those of you so inclined, to pray that something will break through here and that restaurant will end up staying there beyond 6 months. Wouldn't that be great if that happens? And the haters basically fail at their effort to shut down a really good business. They just, this makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Let's go out to a call from Frankie in Gastonia. Good morning.
Hey, buddy, it's Frankie, and I just want you to know that I can't believe that these people aren't lusting after the shipping because it's so good and because they are living through the lust of the flesh. But the word of the day is honor. When we honor God, it says in the scriptures, in the Ten Commandments, it will be well with you. And that means Chick-fil-A and people like that and Hobby Lobby, if you go, I don't care what time of the day it is, their parking lots are full. They're blessed beyond measure because they honor God. And that's the bottom line. They keep the Sabbath.
So you think either way, they're going to continue to prosper despite the haters?
Oh, you can't stop God. You can't stop it because he's going to honor those who honor him. He just, you know, you honor your parents. You honor your boss. You honor everybody and you'll be blessed. I'll be 70 years old next year and I'm still working. I'm making more than I ever have, and everybody always asks me, when are you going to quit work? I'll tell you what, I'm going to work until God tells me not to work anymore.
Good for you. Good for you.
And listen, I love your show. You got a lot of great insight, and thank you for your wisdom.
Hey, thanks very much. Very kind of you to stay there, Frankie. Appreciate your comments. I love this one. Them Brits better be careful messing with the Lord's chicken.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Isn't that great? Messing with the Lord's chicken. Not just any old chicken. By the way, I need to find this on social media. This was really funny. I came across this yesterday. Let's see if I can find this under my saved. Let's see. I have a portion called comedy. There it is. I have a feeling that Johnny will appreciate this, too. I'm showing it to him right now. It's an undertaker who's talking to a chicken. And there are three pictures on the wall. There's like a chest. And there's, on the right side, there's a box that's open. And keep in mind, this is an undertaker. And in the middle, there's a KFC bucket. And the undertaker's saying, and if it's real value you're looking for, this is our most popular model. The KFC bucket. That is just too funny. I love that. I was totally entertained by that yesterday. What I'm trying to remember, too, something that I was laughing about the other day that I can't say that on the air. Sorry. Anyway, moving right along, let us talk about what's going on in the political realm. Here's a miracle for you. Now, I'm still predicting that Joe Biden is going to fade. I still think that's going to happen. But there's a new poll out showing his lead in the Democratic primary is the widest margin he's had since April. Can you believe that? He's rebounded. Biden has the support of 34% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning registered voters. His best showing in CNN polling since just after his campaign's formal launch back in April on the 25th of April. Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders, about even for second with 19% and 16% respectively behind them. Mayor Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, 6% each. Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Beto O'Rourke They're down at 3%. So there you go. I'm sure that's really exciting. I still don't think Mr. Biden is going to be able to seal the deal. And nor does Hillary Clinton. Fox News reporting she is mulling a 2020 run, citing the weak Democratic field, and claiming she's been vindicated of this whole email debacle. Where did that vindication come from? Where does she think this came from? This is a function of time. She's hoping you forgot, and we've moved on to something else. It's like, oh, I'm sure those stupid people have forgotten all the crooked things that we've been up to for years. We can just, you know, they love me. My public loves me. I'm serious. This woman's delusional. I really think, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make a prediction. If for any reason she comes back and ends up somehow manipulating her way into the nomination, she'll get fewer votes than she did last time. I'm serious. See, and I don't even think she can win the primary. I don't. In recent weeks, she's privately stated she would enter the 2020 race if she were certain she could win. New York Times reporting this particular story, titled Anxious Democratic Establishment Asks, Is There Anybody Else? That's pretty sad, isn't it? So in other words, what are they saying? None of the above. About a half dozen Democratic donors gathered in New York City questioned whether former frontrunner Joe Biden could stand strong against Trump, citing Biden's lackluster debate performance in Ohio last week. They also raised concerns about Biden's fundraising struggles and his need to defend his family's business dealings in Ukraine amid the ongoing Trump impeachment inquiry. See, that's the other thing. As long as you keep this Trump impeachment inquiry open, this keeps the Biden story open. You cannot have one without the other. You really can't. Now, I think there are a lot of Democrats out there who are probably thrilled with this. This is a twofer. Because they're trying to get rid of Trump. And at the same time, many of them would like to get rid of Biden, too. They'd love to see him clear the stage. These donors go on to say Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders likely too liberal to win the general election. These folks aren't stupid, and they don't want to waste their money. Meanwhile, the Washington Post, citing unnamed sources, reported Clinton was considering a 2020 rematch against Trump after the State Department concluded this week there was no persuasive evidence of systemic, deliberate mishandling of classified information regarding Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State. The same State Department, however, found dozens of individuals were at fault for mishandling classified information and found hundreds of security violations during her 2009 to 2013 tenure. I'm sure that's completely shocking to you. Not for a miracle. What am I referring to? This story of the 7-year-old boy, where the father is trying to keep his son from transitioning into a little girl. To call this child abuse is an understatement. 7 years old. And remember what I said about this? I think it was yesterday or the day before. This is permanent. Once you do this, the person is maimed. I mean, there's really no other way to describe this. I'm trying to figure out. My mind is racing so much here. Because I know I came across a story just a week or two ago indicating how many people who go through this transgender transition and later regret it. There it is. I'll get to that next. I'm serious. This is like a gut punch. A 7-year-old. Steve Crowder writing about this. This should not be a controversial opinion to say a 7-year-old boy shouldn't be forced into transitioning into a girl. Yet that's where we are. A jury ruled against the father trying to stop his son's mother from turning the boy into Luna. A judge ruling against Jeffrey Younger, the father who's trying to protect his 7-year-old son James from chemical castration via a gender transition. This means James's mother will be able to continue transitioning him into Luna, and now has full authority to start him on puberty blockers and eventually cross-sex hormones. We're talking about a 7-year-old boy, as in seven. Not even interested in kissing girls, much less being one.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As in a kid who's probably still playing with Legos, Tonka trucks. Even if his mother is forcing on him Ken and Barbie's Malibu mansion. Seven. The jury's decision likely means Mr. Younger will be required to affirm James as a girl, despite his religious and moral objections, and will also be forced to take a class on transgenderism. This is not the United Kingdom. This is Canada. Justin Trudeau's land of milk and black face paint. No, this is actually in Dallas, Texas. Dallas. Oh, I thought this is a vast conservative area. With a consensus of 11 of the 12 jurors, the jury decided not to grant Mr. Younger sole managing conservatorship over his two twin boys. Now, whatever else Mr. Younger is as a parent, whatever else was discussed in the case, we had 11 of 12 Texans who thought it was terrible that a father, whatever kind of father he is, isn't keen on turning his son onto a chemical cocktail which will forever ruin his life. This kid's life is over. Just a matter of time before he's so pumped full of poison he won't be able to see straight. No physical sight, mental. As for the mother, she deserves only to have her parental rights removed. Steve going on to say, I'm not sure I'm against the removal of her ovaries, uterus, and maybe she needs a full frontal lobotomy. See how she feels having her anatomy altered for the sake of it. Perhaps someone should insist she's really not Anne, but Andrew. Her consent doesn't matter. Oh, isn't this interesting? My body, my choice? What happened to that? If a child cannot legally consent to having sexual relations, how the hell can he legally consent to sexual reassignment? This is right on the money. The last and only hope this poor child has. Extreme measures. Friends of this child's mother need to intervene in order to save this boy. I'm not entirely sure the father needs to be totally out of his picture. A child's life is at stake. He's being sacrificed on the altar of transgenderdom. And he needs to be saved now. My goodness. Lord, help this boy. Intervene in a powerful way. A powerful way that will clearly communicate you are not amused. Somehow, intervene here. Something extraordinary, and I do mean extraordinary, that will cause people to fear your name. This is not just about some minor issue. This is an assault on a child who belongs to you. Vindicate him. That's what I'm asking. And I know there are thousands of others listening right now who join me in that prayer. That this kid's life would not be ruined. You created us, male and female. Please communicate. You will not be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.